threshold that it is used or applied is the sometimes difficult to define word of willfulness. And what willfulness means as it applies to criminal tax cases is a voluntary known or voluntary intentional violation of a known legal duty. In the case of Secretary Geithner, I mean, based on the fact pattern that was published by way of the press, it seems that that's more of, that would fall more into the civil arena. And if I have the fact pattern somewhat correct in that it might have been an issue with TurboTax and a couple of other things, it doesn't rise to the level of a criminal tax investigation or charges a civil matter. And one of the things I think, you know, that needs to be made clear here is I think, you know, we're kind of drawing upon a recipe from a Chinese cookbook in order to make shepherd's pie. And what I mean by that is that, and it was an instance in Atlanta 2 weeks ago where a judge in an imposing sentence on a criminal tax case made reference to the secretary's tax situation and then ordered a significant downward departure on a very significant criminal tax case. And that's exactly what we do not want to happen.
And so do you think there is, in all of this, a case brewing for a double standard in that you say this was a civil matter for Secretary Geithner, but would an IRS agent who would suffer, firing if he were found to willfully not have paid his tax obligations, do you think there would have been a harsher penalty for the IRS employee than there was for the man who will really head the agency?
Oh, I think so, Jane. I think without a doubt. In fact, it wouldn't even have to rise to the level of a criminal issue. IRS employees are held to an extremely high standard. And to that end, obviously all IRS employees are required to file and pay their taxes in a timely manner. And if an IRS employee fails to include either a 1099, a source income document, or report income on their document, and it could be something as simple as not reporting the nominal interest someone might receive for an escrow account, you know, based on the down payment for an apartment you live in, that could result in or would result in a disciplinary in the employee's file at a minimum. And then depending on the dollar amount or the specific issues involved in the tax return, it can then go from there to a suspension or ultimately a termination. So it doesn't even have to be a criminal case, Jane. That's the big concern here with the double standard. Or a potential double standard, which is if the president says, well, the secretary made a mistake. Okay, that's understandable. But then if what occurred in his situation can be deemed a mistake, well, obviously the same rationale should be applied to all of the IRS employees who also make or are from time to time may make an innocent mistake. So I think, again, the threshold would be the element of willfulness. And if, in fact, somebody willfully evades or attempts to circumvent the tax laws, well, then by all means, they should be prosecuted. But in the instance of IRS employees who, by virtue of moving or just by virtue of mail not coming to you, and right now I'm in the process of hunting down a 1099 that I should have received. And, you know, sometimes you move and life isn't as simple as what's portrayed in the old tag books of when we were kids. So I guess my point is, I think now, given what happened with Secretary Geithner, it's important that the administration and the leadership step up. They take a very close look at the IRS disciplinary code book, and they make modifications so that the same threshold or the same test that was applied to Secretary Geithner will be applied to all of the IRS employees. They should be given the same fair consideration should they be involved in a situation where they're audited. And every single IRS employee is out there, you know, in terms of potentially being audited. And I'm sure whether you work for the IRS or not, when you get that letter in the mail and you see that return address from the Internal Revenue Service, I think everyone has the same reaction.
Yeah, fear and panic.
Yeah. We're talking with Jonathan Adler. He is the national president of the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association and a former special agent with the IRS. And just real quickly, what about the Daschle case? Looking at it from your point of view, again, from the law enforcement point of view, that was a much bigger number and went on longer and seemed like an obvious tax issue when you have use of an automobile. What's your take there?
Yeah, you know, the different fact is, and when you consider the and sometimes it may seem a fine line when you evaluate the circumstances on a case, is it criminal, is it civil, does it kind of somewhat ride the fence in between? One of the things that certainly from the criminal investigation component we'll look at is a pattern. Again, they'll look for indications of what we would call intent items, things that might manifest an individual's intent to, I guess, actively circumvent the tax laws. And sometimes you can get a sense of that by way of an individual's actions. I don't know other than what's been publicized, you know, and I hate to get educated by the National Enquirer, but I don't know all the circumstances regarding his particular case, but I do know, again, in a general sense, what gets used in terms of determining what, if sure. anything, or where, I should say, a tax case falls in. And, I think, you know, the big concern here is, aside from the double standard, the impact that this could have, I mean, it's ludicrous that this situation can now find its way into a courtroom where a judge renders a sentence and orders a downward departure. This sort of thing, like they're imposing this get out of jail free Geithner card, and it's ridiculous.
Have Federal News Radio headlines delivered directly to your inbox. Sign up for the Federal News Flash at federalnewsradio.com. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, your source for federal news. Now,